Our neophytes are here today, and one of our newly baptized members, Kirsten Cameron, would like to share her story with us. So, Kirsten, could you come and give us a little bit of your insight?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I am honored to be here today, and thank you for allowing me to tell my story. I grew up on a farm in the small town of Colin in Lower Michigan. My earliest memories of any religious experience include me going to Sunday school every week at the Methodist church that my father had gone to as a child. I attended this church with my mother, grandparents, several of my aunts and uncles, and many of my cousins. Although I was never baptized, my mother instilled in me very Christian beliefs and promoted a relationship with God. However, after my first brother was born and our family grew, we stopped going. I don't know why we stopped, but I do remember that I missed it. Over the years, I would attend church with other family members from time to time, as well as friends to other parishes. I often took part in youth groups and Bible camps. When I was 11 years old, we moved to the Upper Peninsula, and as I grew older, I stopped attending church. But I still held on to my Christian beliefs and tried to maintain a relationship with God. I would talk to God often, probably not every day, but often. In 1989, I attended my first year of college at Central Michigan University. This is where I would meet my future husband, Guy. I'm sorry, I'm kind of an emotional person. We met on the first day of our freshman year and have been together ever since. This August, we will have been together for 20 years, married for 10. Guy was born and raised Catholic, and it was through him that I was introduced to the Catholic Church. The first time I attended a Catholic service was on Easter. It was an experience that I will never forget, and frankly, it overwhelmed me just a little bit. When a non-Catholic attends Mass for the first time, it can be very confusing and disorienting when you don't understand what is going on. Over the years, I would attend several more services, and as I adjusted, I became more comfortable with the church. Guy and I had often talked about having a family one day and how important it would be for me to be a member of the church, as we knew that we would raise our children Catholic. In March of 2007, we found out that we would be blessed with our first child. This news came after we had tried to have children for several years, and the results only led to heartbreak and disappointment. We were thrilled and looking forward to becoming first-time parents. We had prayed for this moment, and our prayers had been answered. The first several months of my pregnancy were going very well. I had no morning sickness, and all of my checkups were normal. In my 6 month of pregnancy, we obtained an ultrasound where we were able to see the baby's face. I actually knew what my child would look like. In my 7th month of pregnancy, I became very ill and had to be hospitalized. The doctors were treating me for pneumonia, but I was not responding to treatment. On the 3rd day of my hospitalization, I was being transferred to the intensive care unit when the doctors pulled my husband aside and told him that they would probably be saving either my life or my child's that night, and he needed to be ready to make a decision. Fortunately, he did not have to make that decision. As my condition improved, and by the following morning, I was feeling much better. That day, I began having contractions and went into labor. Early in the morning the following day, my son was born. He was 10 weeks early. He weighed only 3 pounds 9 ounces, and his lungs were underdeveloped. My son was transferred to Hurley while I remained in Genesis. It would be another 10 days before I would be able to see my son again. Over the next month and a half, we spent as many hours of every day that we possibly could with our son. We would feed him and hold him as much as possible. We would watch the monitors for every beat of his heart and every breath that he would take. Because his lungs were underdeveloped, he would often stop breathing, turn blue, and go limp in our arms. We would rub his back and stimulate him and watch as he would take a breath and the color return to his face. Sometimes it felt like we would take 2 steps forward and 1 back. Throughout this time, I would talk to God every day. I would pray for my son to continue to get stronger, and I would thank God for each day and every precious moment we had with him. I knew that God was with me, and I was not alone. At the end of October 2007, we were finally able to take him home. He had to be hooked up to a monitor 24 hours a day to monitor his breathing. He took medications to help trigger his brain to remind him to breathe and others to help to control severe reflux after feedings. I decided that I would not return to work and I would stay home to be a full-time mother because in my heart, I knew that this is what I needed to do. Over the next few months, I would struggle to adjust to being a mom. I felt lost and alone. I felt like a fish out of water, unsure of what I was doing. Before, I was a strong-willed, self-confident career woman who faced challenges head-on. Now I felt weak, insecure, and unsure of who I was. I had also stopped talking to God. I don't know why I stopped talking to him. I know that he didn't leave me, but I had walked away from him. In February of 2008, I was diagnosed with skin cancer. It was lucky, as I was caught early, and doctors were able to remove it without further treatment being necessary. The cancer had grown during my pregnancy, and the doctors attributed its growth to the pregnancy hormones. It was recommended that I not have any more children, as the cancer could occur again, and a second occurrence could be worse than the first. I was already struggling with the decision of whether or not to have children, more children, but to have that decision taken away from me was devastating. It was at this time that I started talking to God again. One day I just sat down and said, "Okay, God, I'm listening," and I prayed for what to do next. Shortly after this, I received a call from Elaine inviting me to participate in the RCIA program. I attended my first session after Easter in 2008. I did so hesitantly. I do not know why I was hesitant. Maybe it was not knowing what to expect or the fear of change. I had had so much change in my life over the last year that I didn't think I could handle. I wasn't sure that I could handle any more. After that first session, I knew that this is not only what I wanted, but what I was missing in my life. This was the change that I needed. This past Easter, I was brought to the waters of baptism at the Easter Vigil. I cannot put into words what an awe-inspiring experience this was. I think about it almost every day, and I am filled again with the same warm feeling that I had that night as I was baptized, confirmed, and accepted Eucharist for the first time. I realize that I am lucky to have been baptized as an adult because it is an experience that I will remember for the rest of my life. I have also made new friends in those who were baptized with me or those who have made the profession of faith in the past year. I will hold all of you in my heart forever. The RCIA program has not only helped me to bring God back into my life, but helped me to rediscover who I am. I realize that I am not the materialistic, career-oriented person that I thought I was. I am a wife and a mother, and so proud and happy to be one. Having God in my life has helped me to focus on my family and friends. I have learned to forgive those who have hurt me, as well as to seek forgiveness for my wrongdoings, as I have realized that without forgiveness, you cannot move forward in life. I am grateful to all the members of the RCIA team because they reached out to me and helped me to open my eyes and my heart to God. I know that they put a lot of time and effort into what they do, and it shows. I hope and pray that I can inspire others as they have inspired me. I am grateful to all the parishioners at St. John's as you have gone through this with me. You have supported me throughout this time and warmly welcomed me to the church. You may not realize it, but your presence is noticed by all of us who have gone through this process, and it affects us greatly. I am thankful for the support of my family during this time. I am especially thankful to my husband. Without him, I would not be standing before you today. His patience and understanding throughout this process, as both a husband and a father, has been outstanding. During this past year, I think that we both learned things about each other that we did not know before. I know that I have rediscovered all the reasons why I love him and several new ones. This experience has also brought us closer together as a family and has brought my husband back to the church. I am so proud of him for everything that he has done and continues to do for our family. Finally, I would like to thank my son, Graham, for being a light in my life. Without him, I would not know the joys of being a mother. I know that I have not learned everything that there is to know about the Catholic Church in the past year. I know that there is so much to this glorious faith that I have yet to learn. My baptism was the beginning of a new journey in my life that includes learning and growing within as well as outside the church. This is a journey that I am looking forward to making. Thank you.